Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Dawn Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November 13th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate announced the first motor coach to operate in this island. The coach offered a closed configuration protecting passengers from the rain, yet offering glass windows for sightseeing. With lower steps for the two doors on the left-hand side, it was a more comfortable option. This was a considerable improvement on the traditional buses, which were opened on both sides and used a canvas to protect its occupants from the rain. Moreover, the steps were relatively high, and the fact that they were opened presented a safety risk to passengers. Therefore, when this new coach, licensed M2974 and owned by the General Bus Company, hit the road, taking the picturesque South Coast route from Bridgetown to Top Rock, Christchurch, it set tongues wagging. The passengers on this trip could take in the scenes of the seaside and catch the cool ocean breeze. Hearing the engine roaring through the streets must have been quite the spectacle, since it was reported that the coach is attracting much attention. Indeed, a passenger on its maiden voyage commented that the accommodation was wonderful. I wonder when we are going to get more of them. The coach came at a time when people were walking to Bridgetown or taking donkey carts to reach their destination. An interesting fact to note is that this coach was introduced 15 years after the closure of the Barbados Railway and preceded the creation of the Barbados Transport Board, which was established 3 years later in 1955. The board would also follow in this direction using closed buses. The introduction of the first coach, the anticipation of more, and its announcement on this day, November 13th, 1952, highlight the significant strides made in the evolution of public transport in this isle. We truly have a lot to be grateful for.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.